So do I have the Senator Tim Scott on the line with me this morning?
You do.
You have the guy who loves Ann on the phone this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Senator Tim Scott. Where are you today? Are you in South Carolina?
I am. I'm in Spartanburg this morning, heading to Union and Fairfield counties.
So you're getting to know the upstate.
Oh, yes. Yesterday we had the pleasure of spending time in Anderson at the National Day of Prayer. They gave me a couple of minutes to pray for the nation and to pray for the direction of this nation. I was able to spend the day yesterday with the great Jeff Duncan as we went around his third congressional district. We started out in Seneca in the morning and we hit Pickens, and we also went to Anderson, and then we went to Greenville yesterday evening, and now I'm heading from Spartanburg to Union in the Fairfield, and we are going to be here a lot, so we are blessed to be here.
Absolutely. It sure is good to be able to get you on the phone for a few minutes here this morning, and I know that there are a lot of issues that we're dealing with. How are you settling into your senator role?
It is certainly, I am very thankful to have had the experience in the House, all the issues that we're dealing with today, from the national debt to the immigration bill to the president's terrible budget to Obamacare, are all the issues that I dealt with in the House. They're the same in the Senate, which is really good news. That means I walked into the door prepared to vote, as all conservatives should be. The rules of the Senate are an opportunity for me to exact a little pressure on the administration. So we're learning how to use our leverage points through legislation to make sure that we get a conservative position on many of the issues. So it has been a good experience. I would not call it fun, but I certainly enjoy the notion that we can change America, and that's a blessing from the good Lord.
Well, we definitely need to be changing America. We just don't seem to be going in the right question. I do have a few questions I'd like to ask you, Tim. There is a bill, I think it did it pass in the Senate, about the internet sales tax. Where do you feel about that?
It has not passed yet. It's
okay.
Up for vote. We've had a lot of procedural votes without any question. And this week coming, either Monday or Tuesday of next week, should I say, we'll have a vote on the actual bill itself that would then go to the House. It is a very controversial bill. There are some merits in the bill. There are also some challenges with the bill. The bill as it is written today, to me, needs a little more work. I would not be able to support it. The notion is, if you buy something on the Internet, you already owe the tax. So what the bill says is that it requires the person selling to collect the taxes for whatever jurisdiction the tax is supposed to be collected for. So that's about 9,800 jurisdictions around the country, which is a part of the challenge of the legislation. So the question is a question of how do you collect that which is already due. This bill does that, but does not do it in a way that I think is best for small businesses. We'll have to continue to watch the development of it to see if there are any amendments or any changes to the bill. I don't see that coming yet, but at this point, I'm opposed to it.
You're opposed to it. And what about, Syria? We've seen that evidently this red line has been crossed, the president said. What do you think about the rebels? Should we start to support them?
Well, it certainly seems like if the president's red line was a strong red line, then the question is, what do you do on the other side? It appears that the one thing where most of us all agree, and that is the notion of putting troops on the ground is just very distasteful. We are a country weary of war. I'm not quite sure that we should have troops on the ground, so I would not vote for that or support it. I think the president's position has been that he plans to send weapons to Syria. That is the latest that I've heard, and that is something that I think is at least palatable at this point. But we'll have to just see how it continues to develop. But at this point, troops on the ground is a no, and providing some assistance to the rebels is a yes.
Okay. Well, let's see. We're getting answers here this morning, Senator Tim Scott, and that's what I love about talking with you this morning. One of the other things that was a big issue, the expanded background checks. You voted against that. Is that correct?
I did, yes.
Why?
the easiest reason to explain is that when you look at the tragedies that have occurred, mass violence throughout our country, and if you ask yourself the question, will this legislation stop it from occurring in the future? My answer is it will not, and so I did not vote for it. There are a number of pieces of legislation or amendments to the bill that I believe were better replacements. There was one in particular that I voted for. I voted for four alternatives to the bill. Unfortunately, none of the alternatives garnered the 60 vote threshold that was necessary to go to the House. One of the important ones was the Grassley-Cruz amendment that would have funded the prosecution of folks who break the gun laws. Right now, the prosecution rate is at an incredibly low rate. So the notion is that if we provided the resources to actually enforce the laws that we have, we would come out with better outcomes. The second component was to help repair a unstable mental illness component to the entire issue of violence in our country. And the bill went a long way into helping us get there. The third part was a study that would help us understand this violence that we are experiencing, this mass violence that we are experiencing, and also take into consideration that so many young folks are dying one-on-one with guns. So it allowed for a study of that as well. So I believe that the amendment that we voted for provided greater opportunities for us to, A, understand what is, in fact, a real problem in our country of violence. B, I think that would help us to understand safety. C, it dealt with the mental illness component. D, it reauthorized the instant background check system called NICS. And E, frankly, if the Second Amendment is not already clear, I don't know why. And at the end of the day, when you put it all together, it was an easy no vote, though from a marketing standpoint, it's certainly easier to say you tried to do something to stop the violence by voting yes. I don't dismiss that. I don't agree with it, however. I think without any question, many gun laws are broken when criminals use guns to create crime. So the notion that we can create the perfect law to stop more gun violence has not happened, and I don't know that it's possible right now. So I would not be able to support anything that, to me, infringes upon the Second Amendment.
You know, Tim, one of the things that I keep looking at with our country is it seems like the moral decay in our country is really at the root of a lot of our problems. Would we be having the violence with the guns and everything if we had some respect and moral dignity amongst people?
You know, and yesterday when I was praying for the nation in Anderson County, the one thing I prayed about was if we were to remember the Judeo-Christian foundation of our country, I think it would go a long way on helping us to frame and to crystallize the importance of ethos or ethics, the importance of morality, the importance of us understanding what makes a nation and a community great. And frankly, the laws of the country can be very helpful, but the genesis of a country and a community that protects itself, I think, starts way before you get into government. It starts at home, and frankly, we don't have the ability to legislate that truly. I think we have to turn our attention towards things that would stop future acts of violence, which I believe has a lot to do with our ability to encourage and to educate young people, I mean, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and put them on a path to self-examination and in realizing their potential. This, to me, is a great opportunity that we have to curb violence in our community. Here's what we do know, that many people that wind up in prison come from single-parent households like I did, are functionally illiterate, and are raised in poverty. So I believe that we could do more for the long-term health of our country by addressing the indicators of who ends up in criminal activity. And I believe every child has potential, so I call them high-potential kids. So to the extent that we find a way to encourage a new look at a very old issue, I think we find ourselves looking in the face of solutions more than simply looking to do something that feels good but may not have the actual transformation, power of transformation in the legislation.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Tim. And really, I'd like to ask you one more question. You came out and you endorsed former Governor Sanford. The race is coming up on Tuesday. Governor Sanford is running behind, I think, about 9 points at this point. What do you think happens if he loses?
Well, I think he's going to win, number one. So
okay.
I'm pretty confident that he'll win. I could be wrong. Number two, if he were somehow to not win, the seat comes back to the Republican side in 2014 without much of an argument on that issue, from my perspective. I know the district very well, obviously. We have a strong opportunity to keep that seat for the next generation. This is a hiccup, and hopefully Governor Sanford will hold on to what has made the first district a very conservative district and a very good guarantee for conservatism, which has been the ability to fight for things that we all know as common sense, fighting against the NLRB that wanted to destroy jobs like Boeing, fighting against those folks who believe that the right-to-work laws of our state are not right. Long story short, I think he will do that just fine. And he has a record of conservatism that is really hard to argue against.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting race to watch the end as it comes up on Tuesday. Now, you're going to be down in Columbia this evening?
I will be heading from Spartanburg through a few counties to end up, culminate the day in Columbia at the Silver Elephant Dinner. I believe it's at the fairgrounds.
Right.
This evening, I will be there looking for all the conservatives and Republicans as they march into the room and we celebrate the success of an amazing nation with a good state, and also welcoming in Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, who is a rabid conservative, one of the guys that I admire the most in the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be down there tonight, so maybe we'll get to see you for a second.
I look forward to hugging you.
All right. Hey, Senator Tim Scott, always a pleasure to have you on my show. Wish I could have you more, but I'll take what I can get from you.
Well, God bless you. You do such a fantastic job of articulating the conservative message and having compassion towards the very people that we represent. God bless you, and thank you for your amazing godly witness.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Senator Tim Scott. We'll see you tonight. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.